Today's Shir in Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Daf Samachei Omid Aleph. And we get back on track, leaving the halachos of Safras and getting back into very practical halachos of Tefillin. This is a fantastic Simen Lamed Zayin. And we begin with the words of the Mechaber. Godol Schar Mitzvahs Tefillin. How great is the reward for the wearing of Tefillin? We had discussed this at the start of halachos Tefillin, and here we actually have the source, the Mechaber and many other poskim discussing the wonderful reward, the tremendous schar that a person gets for putting on tefillin. And the Mechaber continues, "V'chol mi she'eino minichem hu b'chlal poshe Yisrael begufan." And unfortunately, somebody who doesn't put on tefillin, we'll see, it's really talking about somebody who intentionally, who lachachis, doesn't put on tefillin. So such a person is called a sinner with his body against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What exactly does this mean that he gets a tremendous reward? So the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Aleph writes, "She'kol haminichin marech yomim b'olam hazeh." Anybody who puts on tefillin will have a long life in this world. Shenemar Hashem aleihem yichyu. When you have your tefillin upon you, that will give you a skula for long life. Kolomar osim shenosim shem Hashem aleihem. Those that wear the name of God upon them. And the Dirshu footnote number one, he brings down the Bach who says that when you're putting on the tefillin, you have, so to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu somuch legufo ayideh tefillin. And this way you're divek as gufo b'Hashem Elokim Chayim. You're connected more directly, physically to HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyochol. And therefore, you get the schar of Arichas Yomim in this world, as well as, of course, the Arichas Yomim in the Olam HaEmes. And the Mishnah Berurah continues and says, "Umuftach shu ben olam haba." You're guaranteed that you'll have a future in olam haba. The ein eishel gehenim sholipo, and the fires of gehenim won't be able to attack you. And all of your sins can be forgiven. And he brings us down the name of the tour in the name of the Shemusha Rabba. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Beis adds, he says that your eina minicham, somebody doesn't put on the tefillin, he's called poshi yisro begufan. What does this mean? Afilu miniyasim hurak lefrokim. Even if somebody occasionally, on an irregular basis, doesn't put on tefillin. And certainly, somebody certainly is called the poshi yisro begufan if he regularly doesn't fulfill the mitzvah of putting on tefillin. Dirshu footnote 2 brings down from the Sefer HaMitzvos HaKotzer, Shumavato Shmona Mitzvos, actually over 8 Mitzvos, because there are 4 Parashios in the Shoyad and the 4 Parashios in the Shorosh, and that's an idea over here that you Mavato 8 Mitzvos over here. Each Parashah, so to say, is a separate Mitzvah to put it on. The Mishnah Berurah then brings down the Prima Godim in the name of Nachlas Tzvi, Dafilu Mishim Bitel Mitfilin Yom Echad. Even if a person doesn't put on intentionally tefillin one day, Hugam Ke Mechlal Poshi Yisrael, he's all considered a sinner with his guf. Now this, of course, is not talking about when there's an onus, Rachmona Litzlan, if somebody can't put them on for whatever the reason. Sivkot and Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah writes that you're called Bechlal Poshi Yisrael, Davko She'eno Minichem Bishul Shamitzvah Bezui Beinav. We're talking here about a person who's called the Poshi Yisrael Begufan. If he says, this is a terrible thing to put these boxes on your body, and he ridicules and scoffs at this mitzvah. However, Aval Yori Lanichem Mishum Deboi Gufnaki, but somebody who's truly concerned that he's not capable of putting on the tefillin because his body isn't clean, he can't control himself, V'shem Lo Yizor B'Kedusha Karoi, or he's terrified that he won't be able to have the proper thoughts, so it's wrong. Afal Gav Daverihi, nevertheless, Bekal Yochel Odom Lizor B'Shas Kriyas Shmau Tefillin, because a person can easily make sure that at least during the time of Kriyas Shmau Tefillin he can keep his proper mind and proper body. Nevertheless, if that's the reason the person doesn't put on the tefillin, Mikol Mokom Lo Hevi B'Chlal Poshi Yisrael, that person is at least doing it L'Shem Shemayim. And while he's wrong, he's still not considered in that category of Poshi Yisrael B'Gufan. And certainly, V'Kol Shekein Im HaMitzvah Tomid Chaviv Olav, the person loves to wear the mitzvah tefillin, V'Nizar Shei Guf Noki, and he's always careful to have a guf noki. But now, for whatever the reason, has diarrhea, has some sort of a medical problem or other issue, and he can't keep his body clean at this point in time. So certainly, the kuliyama ain't loved in poshis or b'chlal. Such a person isn't considered a sinner at all. And he brings down da because of a bach. The bach adds over here, dafilum ain ha mitzvah bezuyev einav. The bach does point out that if the person, even if he's not ridiculing the mitzvah, but the person doesn't put on tefillin because he's too lazy, he's too busy with work, or for some other non-bezuya reasons, not making fun of the tefillin, but just didn't have time for them. So this person is called Gam Kein Hu Bechlal Poshi Yisrael Begufan. Such a person is also called the Poshi Yisrael Begufan. However, Yesh Chiluk Beneim Linyan Onesh. He says, of course, there's a difference between a person who doesn't put it on for laziness or for parnasa versus the person who doesn't put it on because he's making fun or ridiculing or scoffing at the mitzvah of tefillin. The Mishnah Berurah continues and says, "V'dov zeh hu tochacha megula." There's a very, very big reproof for those people. Oson anoshim shemipnei atzluson matzor shu tefillin munochem al mitzchon v'lo al kakafta. This is a very important reminder. If you're wearing the tefillin in the wrong place, you're wearing them too low on your forehead instead of on the top of your head, and Therefore, you're not wearing tefillin. So this is a big tochach against those people. They're called poshi so begufon. And you don't have the shayad in the proper zone 2, as we talked about, or at least zone 3. But you have them too low on your arm or too high on your forearm, on your biceps. This way, such a person is as if he's not wearing tefillin at all. And we've already spoken about this. We've already spoken about this. We brought down the Prima Gadim, who said how careful one has to be in the right place to put on tefillin. If you're wearing a tefillin, you think you're wearing a tefillin, but they're not in the right place. They're considered as if they're in your in the tefillin zekel, and not that you're wearing them. And you have all the problems of bracha levatala and all the other problems that we've already discussed in Simuch of Zayin and Harachnu Bezeh. We spoke at length about this over there, Ayin Sham. We call it Poshi Yisrael Begufa, and the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Dalet writes, the din is brought down in Shas and Rosh Hashanah Yud Zayin, Da'afilu Hu'ish Beinoni. If such a person is even a Beinoni, he's tottering between being a zakai and a chayav. The darko shalakosh baruch hu lahatos akav klab yichesed. He's in the balance scale, and if you're 50-50, God normally pushes you towards the positive side. But if the sin that you have within you is that you didn't put on tefillin, mikavim shenimtzah besoch avonos avon vazeh, if on your side of demerits you have the sin of not putting on tefillin intentionally, kachova machras, that the balance scale pushes down towards that side, who muchrach liyerid legehenim, and that will, even though you're 50-50 and you normally wouldn't go to Gehenim, so that will push you down to the side of Gehenim. Mimchas shalom gamken avonosav merubim izchu yosav, and if it wasn't 50-50, and unfortunately was once more on the negative side, then you'll not only be judged, but Gehenim yud beis chodesh, v'achar kach gufon kole, and afterwards your body will be destroyed, v'nishmosin nisrefes, and your soul will be eternally burnt. The ruach mefazeres eforon, and the wind will come and spread the ashes of that person, tachas kapos raglei tzadikim, underneath the feet of the tzadikim. And Baruch Hashem, he does bring down Tosos over there, who says, this is only if you don't do tshuva. Kozeh b'shaloh asa tshuva. But if a person atones for this, so then he can get atonement for doing this terrible sin. The Yan ki godlo koach mitzvah kokach. You see from here how great the mitzvah is, the Mishnah Berurah says. Ulehevach onish, and Rachmona Litzlan, the opposite for the onish, Rachmona Litzlan, kochein yizor kolodim liknos tefillin misofim mumcha. Therefore, we should be so careful to buy your tefillin from an expert sofer. The Yori Shemayim ubaltori should be a person who's truly God fearing, a Talmud Chacham. And even the Ritzuos, Vachain Ritzuos, Yikim Yish Nemon, should purchase the Ritzuos from a person who's trustworthy, Kadeshia Batuach, in order to you can be 100% certain, as we've learned, Shinedul. That they were made l'shem mitzvahs tefillin, l'shem ritzuas tefillin, me'oros toras from kosher animals, from kosher parchments. Ki mishu me'niach tefillin pesulin, because if you put on tefillin pesulin, lo levado she'en makan mitzvah, not only you're not doing the mitzvah because they're not kosher, ela shemevarach kama v'kama brachos levatola shu oven godol, because every time you put them on, you're making a bracha, and if you're not yotzei the mitzvah, it's a bracha levatola, oy vavoy, woe is to such a person. Nebuch, in our history, there have been people that have been unscrupulous who appeared to be Yirei Shemayim and have sold tefillin that weren't kosher. In Dirshu footnote 4, he brings down this terrible situation. And what happens if a person goes and checks his tefillin? He thought he bought a kosher pair of tefillin, and then in subsequent years he checked them. Habodik tefilov, umotzu shenichon ad atok yishem pesulos. You purchase tefillin, now you see that they're not kosher. Years later, all those years that you put them on, not being yotzi the mitzvah. And it was that way even from the beginning. So he brings down the famous Eshel Avrami Bachoch, who says, Shaykh bekach mashum chazal, you can rely upon the words of Chazal, the Gemara in Kiddushin. A coin shinim to halal. What happens if you find out after the fact that a coin was a halal and all these years he was doing the avoda? What happens to all those korbanos? Ein avodas psula. Retroactively, we don't passel his all the avoda that he did. Become in tzorich lo ma'broch shein kvar machus olam v'ed ala brocho shama b'shas hanochosan. And you don't even have to say Baruch Shem Kvod Machusof for all the times that you put on your tefillin as a result that weren't put on with appropriate tefillin because HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepted those. And he brings down the Pre-Hasodah and the Shelos Shuvas Minchat Yitzchak and the Dayan Weiss, and he brings down as well Shelos Shuvas Rab Pa'alim from the Ben Yoyoda, and he adds Sha'af Yesh Lo Schar Ka'osim Mitzvah. And these posts can say that you have, in addition to not doing something wrong, you actually get the schar for wearing tefillin all those years when they technically you weren't wearing tefillin, but since you did it, absolutely what you could do. You thought you bought them from an erelicha person. You thought you were doing everything right, so you actually get credit for doing so. Kivin sheskadi lemitzvah, you intended to do mitzvah, and it only was an ones v'nena shalol asosa. He brings down as well the Shevet HaLevi. Rav Ozner Zatzal, Sha'av She'en Lo Schar K'mi She'nichon. He disagrees and says you don't get the same exact schar as somebody who really wore tefillin. Nevertheless, he says, Hareze Ke'en She'amu B'Yushalmi. He brings down the Yushalmi from Gittin. Onsa Keman Da'ovid. If a person wanted to do a mitzvah, but he wasn't able to do it because of an onus, he gets a certain amount of credit for trying to do the mitzvah. K'mi Chashav Lasos Mitzvah. Somebody wanted to do a mitzvah, Lo Asah, Shemala Kosov Ke'ilu Asah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu views it as if you did do the mitzvah, albeit maybe not the exact same as somebody who actually did the mitzvah. He brings down as well the Shelus Tshuvas Machse Avram, the Shelus Tshuvas Har Tzvi, Heviu Tshuvas Ponim Iros, B'misha Shogav Loi Nech Tfilin Sharosh Kiroi. Somebody by accident wasn't wearing a Tfilin Sharosh properly. Miskapalo Oven Bitu Mitzvah Sasei Ayde Charot B'tshuva. Person can overcome that by truly having Charot. He feels terrible about it, and he does tshuva for this, and he says there's no brach levatala problem over here, because when he put it on, he thought he was doing it correctly. And then he brings down from Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, the famous halacha, what should a person try to do? Yosef kol yom bizman shalonachas tefillin. So in the future, going forward, try to wear your tefillin a little bit extra every day. Maybe a little bit after davening, leave them on and learn a little bit. As long as you can do this, b'kedusha v'tara, and this is a great way for a person to try to make up for not having worn the tefillin properly, even though he did buy a kosher pair of tefillin, or so he thought. And Rachmona Litzlan, unfortunately, they're unscrupulous people. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, "Ba'avonoseinu Arabim, hamach sheloh b'mah shekonin tefillin rutuos miman dhu lufi shemochum bizol." That's terrible if people go to buy a cheap, inexpensive pair. There are two people, one's erlich and one isn't erlich. And the one who's not selling erlich a tefillin, because they're really not kosher, sells them at a much lower price and people fall for that. The Ruben and Ruban, they don't have the bright squareness to them. The yesu kilkulim shemotze b'am b'eis k'sivasim. There are many problems with the writing of the tefillin. They wrote them too fast. They didn't write them properly. And he says, "Kol yori shemotze. Every real person who's God-fearing should think in his heart. Nobody would wear to their meeting with their boss less than a perfectly pressed suit and nice shirt and tie. So certainly when dealing with God's items, one should be at least as careful, not much more careful, to make sure that you're wearing stuff that's perfect. You would wear a perfect suit to make sure you wear a perfect pair of tefillin. Rav Avraham used to say that even if you buy a really, really expensive pair of tefillin, it's only a couple of pennies every single day. Who wouldn't spend a couple of pennies every day to do a mitzvah b'hidura? So the Mishnah Berurah concludes and says, Yahad liknos son, person should go and try to buy a pair of tefillin. Shame bevadek sherim, don't settle for b'dieved, buy a 100% kosher pair of tefillin, even though afshem mechiram rav, even though it's very expensive. Because of a darky Moshe, Shema Mordechai, Yesh la'odim lehadir achat tefillin on. A person should especially try to get beautiful tefillin because of the pasuk Zeh Kelev Yanveyu, this is my God, and I will try to go and adorn him with wearing the mitzvos. Da'inu shiksov lavlor umon b'chsov noe u'b'diyo noe u'b'komus noe u'klofim noem. And for tefillin, that means that you'll buy it from a person who's a Yari Shemayim. He knows how to write the letters beautifully. He knows how to make sure that everything is kosher, 100% lechatchila, with beautiful ink, with a beautiful pen, and with a beautiful parchment, and beautiful batim. The Bi Halacha brings down that if a person is very poor, so it's really an achrayis on the community. Kol Yisrael chayavim b'zeh. He brings down in the name of the Prima Godim, not to have somebody go around without a pair of tefillin, not to have somebody go around with a very questionable kosher pair of tefillin. Siv Beis now. The Mechaber writes, Mitzvos l'yosem alav kol yom. Ideally, the tefillin should be worn all during the day, even when you're at work. It's not considered hesach hadas. If you look in Dershu footnote number 8, he brings down when a person's working technically, even if his mind isn't fully on the tefillin, as long as he doesn't have lightheadedness and kalus rosh and doesn't have real hesach hadas, that's technically acceptable. Although, again, that's not our minhag, as we'll see, to do so. But the Mechaber writes, the mitzvah is to wear them all day. Avo mibnesha tzrichim gufnaki. But since we need to have a perfectly clean body, shalo yafiach b'hem, you shouldn't pass flatus, you shouldn't have gas while you're wearing the tefillin. Shalo yasiach daitam b'hem, you should keep your mind on them, which is very difficult for most people to do. The ein kol ad miyochel izar b'hem, the vast majority of people aren't capable of doing this. Therefore, the minhag is, noagu shalo lahanichim kol hayom. We don't wear them all day, we only wear it during davening, maybe for a little bit of time before or after the davening, as one's abilities are to maintain the proper perspective while you're wearing the tefillin. We call makom tzarach kolodim lizar behem. Certainly, a person should be very, very careful when he wears the tefillin. Lios olav b'shas kriyash shma utfila. At least to make sure that he's wearing tefillin when he says shma, the brachas of shma, and the shmona esrei. In Siv Katan Hey, the Mishnah Berurah brings down the bizman kotzer kazeh in this short period of time. B'kal yochel lizar me'afocha u'mehesach hadas. During this period of time, a person could hopefully withhold himself from passing gas and from losing sight and concentration on the tefillin. In Sivkot and Vav, he writes, with Kriyat Shema, the Kol HaKori Kriyat Shema below Tefillin, if somebody reads the Kriyat Shema without wearing Tefillin, where it says, Kshat Melosi Yadecho, Ilu Tov Tovoz Bein Enecho, so if he's not wearing the Tefillin at that time, Ki Ilu Meyid Edu Sheker Biatzmo, as if you're testifying falsely about yourself, something that we discussed previously. In Dirshu footnote number 6, he brings down, that if you have no other choice, if you're going to miss this mind of Kriyat Shema, or you don't have a pair of Tefillin, then don't withhold from saying the Kriyat Shema because of that reason. And as well, he brings down in the Bir Halacha, if somebody is careful to try to say Kriyat Shema with Vasikin, even though he's not davening with a Vasikin minion, so he's up in the morning early in his house, he's going to go to a later minion, so you certainly can say Kriyat Shema even though you're not wearing Tefillin at that point in time, to be Yotze saying the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema during the optimal time, which is right before the sun rises. Likewise, in Dirshu footnote 5, he brings down that if you are saying Kriyat Shema earlier and you're going to still say it with a minyan later on, and you think you're going to be saying it at the proper time, you walk, for example, into a shul and the early minyan is saying Kriyat Shema and you're supposed to say it along with them, have in mind not to be yotze the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema then, because it's preferable to be yotze the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema while you're wearing talis and tefillin. If unfortunately you're going to miss this amount of tefillah, proper tefillah or Kriyat Shema, then you can be yotze even without the tefillin earlier in the morning. Mishnah Berurah continues and says, if you don't have your tefillin with you, for whatever the reason, for whatever reason you don't have tefillin, or you're sick at that point in time, kol hayom zmano, you can still put your tefillin on later during the day. Put them on later in the day, even if you don't have a chance right now. And the Bir Ha'etev, he brings down from the Ramah Mipano, Menachem Aziva, and he writes that technically, one should wear the tefillin the second time during mincha in general. But certainly, if a person doesn't wear them at shacharis time and he's, for whatever reason, didn't daven shacharis, so he wants to wear them both when he says Shemon Esrei at mincha for both shacharis, the makeup tefillah as well as for mincha, certainly that's acceptable. But he does bring down in the name of Poskim that one should not wear them at mincha of Erev Shabbos or Erev Yontif. He also brings down the minhag that some people would only wear Rabbeinu Tam tefillin at mincha, and we had brought down earlier that there's a minhag from the Arizal that he would wear at mincha time the Shimusha Rabba tefillin. Finally, in Sivkot and Zayin, the Mishnah Berurah adds, Ayin Le'el Simul Chafei Siv Yud Gimel, where there we talked what was the proper time to take off the tefillin at the end of davening, or at least after the Kedusha, the Sidra for many people, after Uvol Tzion, but preferably till the end of the last Kaddish, and that's for a regular person, Zeh L'chol Adam. Aval Anshei Maisa, great people, Noagim Lomod Achar HaTefillah B'Tefillin, try to learn a little bit after davening with the tefillin on. It's a great, wonderful thing if you can do that. Ach Yesh Lezar, but one should be very careful, he's wearing the tefillin after davening, Shalol L'Daber B'Hem Dvar Metelim, not to speak lightheaded, silly things that aren't appropriate to be speaking about while you're wearing tefillin. D'Mavat Issa Dvar Metelim, besides the fact that you're not supposed to be saying Dvar Metelim while you're wearing your tefillin, or while you're in shul, as a matter of fact, by that will lead you to forget that you're wearing the tefillin, and that would be a terrible thing. He brings down as well the Maisi Harav in the Mishnah Berurah, and in the Bir Halacha he expands on this, and he says, if you are wearing your tefillin extra, he brings down from the El Yerabba that a person should try to do this if possible, but Poshut the Kavanaso, you know, Deya Shiuchal Izor Esaso, Gamke Mehesach Hadas, the Hainu Al Koponim Mischok Mekalis Rosh, don't have a very lightheaded or jocular type of a mood while you're wearing the tefillin. He brings down from the Ma'is HaRav, Dimchoshesh Liyura, if you're concerned that people are going to say, oh, that guy thinks he's so important, he's wearing tefillin for a longer period of time, so maybe only wear the shoyad. This way nobody will notice. And he wear a very small shalrosh or ritzuos that aren't going to be seen by people. And he says, Ashrei HaMakayim Kedino, wonderful is a person who does follow the halacha that you should wear them all day. And he brings down the Chazal from the Gemara in Megillah, Rabbi Zeira, wore his tefillin all day, and he said that's the reason that he was zocha to a very long life. Lo halachti arba amos below Torah ubelo tefillin. He never walked more than 4 amos without learning and learning with his tefillin on his head. May we all be zocha to fulfill the mitzvah tefillin properly, at least during the davening of shacharis. That ends today's shir.